good chance that this isn't gestational diabetes and therefore wouldn't go away. I think because it was discovered so early in the pregnancy, I think normally gestational diabetes shows itself a bit further along when you're big and heavy and you're under strain, whereas, as I say, it was in that first urine sample. And really, I have often felt that perhaps actually getting pregnant was in a way good, because possibly the diabetes was even there before and had gone unnoticed.
Which hospital was this?
Now, let me think. The first daughter was born in Sorrento Hospital in Moseley, which was a lovely small hospital which has since closed. But my diabetic care began at Selly Oak Hospital in Birmingham. And they did manage to liaise quite well. I do remember an awful lot of appointments. But there was a key figure, a sort of a heroine for me in that, and that was the diabetic health visitor.
Tell me about her.
Sorry, I'm not sure whether you want me to name her. Yes, Pam Riley was her name, and she, I suppose it's necessary that you have the consultant and then you have the nurse and you have this sort of more feeling, understanding person to relate to. And it was certainly what I needed because, well, I think I was 24, was it 26? Can't remember. But it was my first pregnancy, and then I had the shock of being told I was diabetic as well. And I remember having just been told I was going to go on the insulin and then moved into the room where Pam Riley was, and she said, oh, hello, dear. How long have you been diabetic? And I said, about 30 seconds, I think. So she was just great. And I had actually quite a phobia of needles. And I think that was the first thing that was really sort of going on inside of me was, oh, insulin means needles. And I was thrilled at discovering that it really didn't hurt when I did my first injection. I didn't believe her, of course, when she said it wouldn't, and she showed me the needle and said, oh, it's very fine, dear, very fine. But it was painless. I began with the very small syringes, and with a bit of practice, yes, I think I did use an orange at first. And I still remember sort of looking down at my thigh and resting the side of my hand on my leg and pinching off a nice flabby bit and thinking, this is definitely going to hurt, but then actually not feeling it when I plucked up the courage to do it. There was that moment that I couldn't believe I was about to do it, but yeah, she was very good for me, particularly all round, really, not just with the diabetes but with the pregnancy. And I remember always she kept repeating to me, the needs of the mother are paramount. The needs of the mother are paramount. And she was a real professional. She was at a time when clearly there was a new wave of diabetic nurses coming through that had gone and done their 6-week training course. And you could sort of tell that she was the old school, perhaps it would be called, but she almost only had to look at me and she would get my blood sugar right. She would sit me down and she'd say, oh, you're looking a bit off colour, dear, you know, let's give you a cup of tea and test your blood sugar. And there I was, 2.5, and she was absolutely right. I needed a biscuit and some sugar in my tea. And she just really helped me on a sort of emotional level.
What other training did you have about monitoring sugars or diet?
Right.